City officials met Monday in a closed-door session to discuss the settlement before announcing the deal. City Attorney Lewis Shelley says the settlement means there will be no trial in May of 2015 when the case was supposed to go to court.
Does this end all further litigation?
Yes, this settles all the claims against the individual officers as well as the city of Tallahassee.
A grand jury cleared the officers involved in the incident of any criminal wrongdoing. The Tallahassee Police Department revised its use of force policies. West's August 2013 DUI arrest was captured on video from a camera installed on a patrol car's dashboard. It shows officers slamming West into the hood of a car and then onto the ground. She suffered broken bones, cuts, and bruises. City Commissioner Scott Maddox says the video played a role in the city's decision to settle.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure. Evidence is evidence.
Officers say West slipped out of her handcuffs and they needed to take steps to subdue her. Meanwhile, local government critic Larry Hendricks says he believes the city owes West a formal apology.
The biggest problem I've got is that I never once heard any one of you on the public record apologize to this woman.
The city says it does not need a claims bill to pay out the $475,000 settlement. Under most circumstances, governments are capped at $300,000 in what they can pay for claims. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.